Sit back and relax. It's time to improve your financial lot in life. Produced at CFIS-FM Studios in Prince George, this is your tune-up. And here's your host, Deb Ross.
Hello and welcome. So last week I interviewed a local driving instructor about keeping safe on the road, not just keeping ourselves safe, but keeping our kids safe, of course, and avoiding those pesky fines. So today's theme is somewhat similar. We're keeping on the track of vehicles, and I would like to talk about saving money over the long term on some of the big ticket items we all love, our vehicles. So auto repairs can be expensive in some cases, but not repairing the vehicle can end up being even more expensive. And of course, it can pose personal risk to ourselves as drivers and passengers and our communities as well. So my guest today is Bruce Williams. He is the owner of River's Edge Services, an auto repair shop here in Prince George. Welcome, Bruce.
Thank you.
I'm very glad that you were able to take some time out of your very busy schedule to come and share some information with us about this important topic. And of course, I thought it seemed quite fitting to have an auto repair interview on a radio show called Tune Up with Deb.
Yes, I thought that too.
So here we have Tune Up with Bruce today. So I'd like to start my program the way that we start every program where I have a new guest on the show. I ask if you could talk to me about what drew you to your career in auto repairs.
I guess it started when I was really young, typical boy, motor vehicles, cars, and building models all my life, always tinkering. And before I was even 16, I was working on friends' cars, doing tune-ups on them and stuff. And I just progressed through school that way and right into the trade. I didn't even make it 6 months in the trade and got hired by a local shop and trained up. And I just still love it.
So this is, your career has been sparked by interest, and the interest has not waned. You're still going strong.
Exactly.
So you're no longer just a mechanic. You're a business owner.
That's correct.
That's a whole new gig.
Totally different business.
How's that working out for you then?
It's working out really well now.
Excellent. So probably a little bit of bugs to work out and some learning curves to go through on that.
Absolutely. You start off as a technician and turn into a business owner, and the two are totally different, but I really enjoy being a business owner now.
That's excellent. So my husband is the business analyst, and he notices the business practices of pretty much anyone that we as a family deal with. And he told me there has been more than one occasion where you could have easily gotten away with charging us more than what was fair for repairs, and that you could have charged us for work that you really didn't need to do, it didn't need to be done. But in every case, you have been completely honest with us as a family and as vehicle owners. So your shop always did excellent work for us and in a timely manner. I hope there are other auto repair shops in town that have similar standards, but in your case, we know it by experience, of course. So you were the logical choice to come on and talk with us about auto repairs and auto maintenance. So I would like you to be aware that before we start, I am not mechanically inclined at all.
Right.
So I can find my vehicle in the parking lot. That's about it. So please be gracious with me. My questions may need a little bit of help in order to get the information that we all need to, you know, understand it clearly. But here we go. So I spent some time searching online for questions to ask you today, Bruce. The one tip for saving money on auto repairs that showed up on every site that I visited was to be sure to keep preventative maintenance up to date. So what does that mean?
Preventative maintenance means going through the manufacturer's recommended schedule. And it's what that means. You will do your oil changes on time, your fluid flushes on time, brake services on time to eliminate the chance of breakdowns and seizures and premature wear because things are wearing uneven. And if you do regular maintenance, you can schedule those at a timely fashion that works into a budget, as opposed to having all of a sudden my car's broken and I don't know how much it's going to cost, and that causes a lot of stress.
Isn't that something? So on vehicles, is there sort of a standard schedule for particular makes of vehicles, or is it kind of broad spectrum?
Everybody probably is a little bit different as far as manufacturers, but it's more of a broad spectrum. It's oil changes in a climate like ours, which is severe because we have winter and so many different seasons. You're looking at changing your basic oil every 5,000 to 6,000 kilometers is a great recommended schedule. and all manufacturers, all cars, very similar.
So I'm not really very clear on how many kilometers most people put on their vehicles in a year, for example.
Industry standard average all across North America is approximately 20,000 kilometers.
Oh,
a year.
Really? Yeah. Okay, so we're looking at 3 to 4 oil changes a year then.
Exactly.
Okay.
Our regular maintenance customers come in 3 times a year for sure.
Okay, and that makes a lot of sense then.
Yeah.
Okay, so what if we could just kind of focus on oil change, because that is something that I understand, oil
right.
changing. So what type of preventative type of hot spots does oil changes actually deal with in a vehicle? What does a good oil change prevent and regular oil changes prevent?
The main issue it would prevent would be engine wear. When your engine's firing, there's lots of carbon and gases and heat and all kinds of debris that can get into the oil, and the job of the oil is to cool the engine and also to lubricate it. And as that debris gets in the oil, it gets dirty, and without changing it, you can wear out bearings in your engine, wear out metal parts. They don't have the lubrication anymore to do their job.
So oil change isn't a significant investment. But
it's not.
But it sounds like it's probably, if I'm accurate here, it's one of the most cost-saving measures preventatively that we can do. Is that correct?
That's correct. Having to replace your engine in your car is probably the most expensive repair you'll ever do. Nowadays, engines are $5,000 to $10,000 to $15,000 just for the engine. It's not like the old days where they were $1,000. Very expensive to replace nowadays.
And you're saying that if we regularly schedule our oil changes, we do a lot to just completely avoid that situation.
Absolutely.
Okay. Does it make sense for a customer who's dealing with you to actually go ahead and look at their year, their calendar, and schedule all the oil changes with you?
Absolutely. Okay. Our system breaks it down from the back end, understands after you've been there twice, and knows your average driving, and it will pre-schedule you accordingly for time and mileage. And we have lots of customers that pre-book their spring, their fall, and then the middle of summer service.
So you're not just having to rely on the little sticker on the windshield as a reminder that you need your oil service. There actually could be something booked in someone's calendar somewhere that you have your time scheduled for your vehicle.
Absolutely.
Fascinating. So when I was a kid, my dad used to take his car to the shop for the regular tune-up, of course. And he said his main reason for doing this was that the tune-up helped him get better fuel economy. And that was all that my dad was kind of concerned about, was how much fuel kept rising in cost. So is a regular tune-up as important as it used to be a few decades ago, or has technology changed that?
It's still important. There's definitely nothing that says it's less important, but the technology has changed the kilometer interval. We have engines that run way more efficient, so they're not running as dirty as they used to, including the air. So the spark plugs aren't wearing out anymore, and the spark plugs are designed and built to last a lot longer. They say they'll last up to 100,000 kilometers. Real world is 50 to 60 is a really good time to change them. But old school, it was every 5 to 10,000, you had to do a tune-up because they would wear out.
Wow. So there's been a lot of upgrades in technology then.
Technology nowadays, I actually just read a report today. I can't remember how many lines of code it takes to put the space shuttle into space, but it's something like 100,000. Okay. We're running 100 million lines of computer code in most modern vehicles now.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh my. So even just the idea of technology pushing vehicles into more of an efficient way of running and then the maintenance, how has that affected you as a mechanic?
We are training monthly for sure with the technicians. Our front end staff are constantly training because we're upgrading our systems to keep up with the demand. But our technicians are constantly going to technical training to keep up. Not your basic training for your ticket, but new improved systems all the time.
Well, maybe this would be a good time for us to talk about the idea and the concept that you are now a digital shop.
Yes.
So what exactly does that mean? I mean, I see online you've got this this item called Smart Flow. So let's talk about what that is and how that benefits your customers directly.
Well, in the old days, you used to drop off your car to shop. You get a phone call, say, we found what you need to be repaired and here's your estimate. And that's all you'd know. Now we have a fully digital system. It goes right from our work order that we discussed with you when you dropped the car off. It transfers to the tech's iPads. They do all the jobs, put notes in on the job lines or in the inspection, take pictures or video of any wear items, good items, everything, dirty filters, dents in fenders, tire wear. We put all brake measurements and everything right into a digital inspection. Then that gets submitted back to the front. It instantly gets emailed and text messaged to our customers, and they can see it on any platform, any smartphone, which we all live on nowadays, any computer, and you get the actual pictures of your car in the shop to make an educated decision of the estimate that we're going to present to you.
So I may come in and say my vehicle is making a particular noise. I don't know what the noise is. And that's as far as my diagnosis of the situation is. So then you take it, look through it entirely, but then send me videos to show what my concern was and what's actually happening under the hood?
Absolutely, we can do that.
So I'm actually very engaged with your process.
That's right. You're involved in every step of it now with this. You don't have to come back to the shop. We can send it digitally. You can have a look at it at work, on your lunch break, whatever it takes, and get back to us, say, now I understand, go ahead with the repair.
That's an awful lot of clarity and education that you're offering your customers about their vehicles.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I feel good about that. If I had a vehicle making a noise that I have, that's not my area. I'm not a mechanic. But you can show me specifically with picture and video what's actually going on with my vehicle. I feel that I can have a level of confidence to say, well, yes, thank you for showing me this. I appreciate the transparency, but I really don't know anything about this. Please just go ahead and fix it. But I appreciate that you broke it down for me, that I would be able to understand at least part of it.
Exactly. And that builds the trust factor.
Now
you feel comfortable with what you've been told.
Definitely. And trust is very interesting when I'm glad that you brought that up rather than me, because of course we live in a society where there is sort of a natural and almost cultural distrust for the auto industry. And I think that stems from that we as consumers, we're not auto mechanics. We don't know. So we have this lack of knowledge, and this is auto mechanic area is your life. You know everything about it, or at least as much as you possibly can, certainly a lot more than people coming and bringing their vehicles into the shop. But when you start to educate us, then we become part of that decision-making process rather than sign here.
Exactly. You wouldn't go and buy a pair of jeans if it was behind a wall and you just guessed what they might look like.
It's true.
You can see and touch them, feel them, then you make an educated decision to buy them.
No, I appreciate that comment.